Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix100.com. Well, I'm staring up at the TV right now, and they're issuing all sorts of heat warnings again for this weekend. Trip Didge again, yeah. Bro. So be careful while you're outside.
Absolutely.
I know we're going to be talking about it a little bit more in the Mile High Hype, but I went out for a workout yesterday, and the only thing I said to my wife when I came home was, that was a bad idea.
Yeah, it was not smart move to be out there in the sun.
We'll talk about that a little bit more during the hype. But you were out exercising again, too, weren't you, Katie?
I did that same thing, and I thought I thought I had heat stroke for a second. And that's why this story is just hilarious to me. So when I walk by a swimming pool, right? And so there was a bunch of people in the swimming pool yesterday, and I'm like across a little ditch from it. So I'm quite a few yards away mm-hmm. from the actual swimming pool. But you know how when people talk on the water and everything, it carries it. So you can hear people talking even, you know, really far away, as I was when I was walking. So I'm sitting and I'm walking by the pool and I'm looking at these two guys who are sitting on like lawn chairs and they're talking to each other and they're looking at each other and I can hear everything that they're saying.
No way.
And I'm sitting there because I'm like, again, across a ditch almost.
So you're pretending
like,
to tie your
by
shoe.
By a bridge. So they can't see me, but I can hear everything that they're saying. But their conversation is weird because they're like looking at the people in the pool and the things that they're saying, I'm like, what? So they're like, first, they're like, well, that one needs to be wider. And I was like, what? And they're like pointing. And again, I can see all their mannerisms.
Uh-huh.
And then like the next thing was, it's too dry. And like they're pointing at the people. And I'm like, why are you saying these things about it? So I'm just like completely transfixed about it. And then they're like, the flaking off isn't good. You see that one flaking off? I'm like, what are they saying here about these poor people? Like they have no idea. And then it got to see the trunk. That's a good size trunk. We need the other trunks to look like that. And I'm like staring.
That's when
like,
you pulled up a lawn chair.
I actually said out loud, what are they talking about? And then the voices stopped, but the mannerisms keep going. And I'm like, oh, that is not. And I turn around and there's literally two people behind me and they're like observing the trees. They work for the city and they're actually taking like they're going around and looking at the trees and they're saying that this one's trunk isn't wide enough and this one's too dry and we need that one's trunk to look like that person's trunk. But they were like behind me and I didn't see them and I thought homies behind me, their voices were
it was bouncing,
so
like some weird acoustic bounce.
Yes, it was so
and you thought it was
perfect.
The dudes,
and I totally thought it was the dudes talking about the people in the pool and their trunks and their dry skin and how they need to be wider. And I just was like, it took me a second to really be like, am I suffering from heat stroke? Because that's the only explanation.
That's a bless your heart moment if I ever heard one.
It's a bless your heart moment. And I felt really stupid, but it made me laugh. Like I chuckled all the way. I had a whole mile left to walk and I laughed the whole mile home.
I think the best part, too, is you, like, saying stuff to yourself out loud.
I was.
I don't think I've ever caught myself, what in the world are you talking about
over
there?
What do you mean?
There?
I'm a very expressive person, and I live by myself, so I say things out loud all the time. But, yeah, definitely.
That's funny. Dude's good looking, though?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, yeah. Could have been a little wider, if I'm being honest.
Hey, one was a little flaky, honestly. Well, I guess it's time for a McCrudder Sports Report. This is something I would probably actually sit down and watch. There's a documentary coming out about the rivalry between Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. It is in the works, believe it or not. It's called Brady versus Manning.
It can't be Manning versus Brady. What?
So the documentary is going to combine exclusive interviews with teammates, coaches, executives, journalists, and other figures who witnessed the rivalry firsthand with all sorts of archival footage and detailed storytelling. So says this story. I like this. I like it a lot.
I do, too. I mean, their rivalry was a lot more intense when they were younger, and he was with Indy, obviously.
Right. But it's an iconic rivalry.
It's still, yeah, for Bronco fans, this
probably
is awesome.
Probably the last biggest NFL rivalry, too, I would say.
Yeah,
between
I
two
agree.
Players.
Yeah, it's going to focus on their 17 head-to-head matchups and the impact they had on the league, so I'm for it. That's something I'll sit down and watch.
Yeah,
for all you gamers out there, this is a billion-dollar franchise, I believe, the Madden franchise. Madden NFL 27 is going to be coming out. But the big story about this is the soundtrack.
They are saying this is going to be one of the best soundtracks in video game history. Metallica, White Stripes, Styx, Motorhead, Ozzy, The Who.
Whoa.
The game actually features, oh, did I have the number on here? 80 different tracks. It doesn't say how many artists, but it's going to be so popular and so big, they're actually releasing the game soundtrack on Apple Music and Spotify. That's because they're going to say it's going to be so darn good.
That's amazing.
Good Charlotte's going to be on there.
Yes!
White Zombie, Incubus, Lenny Kravitz.
What?
White Stripes, Paramore. Like, this is like my playlist.
They're going nostalgic with
Seriously.
It.
I know.
I dig it.
So really excited about that. And I'll give you one more sports story before I toss it over to Josh. This got me thinking. This might be a full-fledged topic at some point. Have you ever thought about how you would feel if you were traded at work just like you were a professional athlete?
Yeah, I do.
Like if your boss were to trade you to another employer who wanted your skills.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably 10, 12 times a day,
Absolutely.
Right?
I mean, the thought crosses your mind.
A new poll.
Before,
yeah,
right?
yeah. A new poll is saying about 25% of people say that they would have a positive reaction to being traded, including a small 6% who said they would love it if that happened. You got to be careful. You don't want to say that out loud
exactly.
around your place.
It's be careful.
But I kind of like the idea, especially like in our industry, if we were to be like, we'd be a better fit on country, you know. I'll trade you for, you know, whatever country bumpkin is over there.
Exactly.
Put them on mix, and then we'll go over to a
Throw
country
in
station.
The mascot, you got a deal.
It's kind of funny to think about, right?
Yeah, it is funny.
Or like if you're at a, I don't know, a pot shop and a liquor store wants you, you know? We'll trade you.
Why has it got to be two vices?
Well,
one vice for another.
Okay.
Yeah. People love them vices. Josh, what you got?
I like that a lot. All right, well, this is something that I learned that I never knew before, and I like this. So as the NFL season gears up, the first official game was last night. The Carolina Panthers took on the Arizona Cardinals in kind of a gunslinging showdown. But what NFL and college football stadiums do around the nation is a massive toilet test, widely known as the Super Flush season. And it's a synchronized testing out of every single toilet and sink and urinal in the stadium flushed at one time to make sure that the pipes and the central system can handle that. It's essentially for them to test, hey, can our stadium take halftime
when
well, they haven't met Katie, have they?
No, it's just so funny. I'm like, I've tried this at my house. Yeah. They do it at stadiums too. That's
give
good to know.
Give Katie a chili dog and watch out.
Stop. You can volunteer for this. I kind of want to. You can volunteer
just
along
to flush
with
a toilet.
Thousands of other people to do one synchronized massive flush and see if the pipes burst.
I'm here for it.
Yeah, you are.
I want to see the Broncos should do it. It should be known as the Orange Flush.
Come on.
All right, that's
we've got receipts. We've got drama. We've got Denver talking. It's the Mile High Hype with JKJ.
Legends and icons
on Mix 100.
Well, we have more than just lettuce to worry about now. Colorado health officials say that about 110 cases in the state of Salmonella are linked to fresh jalapenos.
Oh, no.
Not the jalapenos.
No, not the spicy ones.
The peppers were distributed by Coast Citrus Distributors. Oh, those guys. And they were used at some Chipotle and Qdoba restaurants. The outbreak has affected more than 300 people across 27 states. Yeah, these jalapenos come from a plant out in Mexico, it sounds like, again. But that was the lettuce thing, too, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
Somewhere out in Mexico.
Yeah.
Jalapenos from Mexico.
Avocados from Mexico.
They're causing double pain now. I mean, it already burns.
Oh!
And now, I'm serious. Oh, like.
Yeah, imagine having diarrhea via the jalapenos.
Oh, that's the worst.
Oh,
No. Pew! Don't want no sound. That's all I'm trying to tell you.
How bad.
Boy, bad day for you.
Yes.
Anyway, stay away from the jalapenos and the lettuce now. Are you a Wendy Williams fan?
I love Talk show host Wendy Williams. I love Wendy Williams, yes.
What is it about her that you loved?
I just love that she had no qualms about saying, I'm here to talk about your business. you know, even when she went through all of her stuff where she was, you know, having a little bit of a breakdown. You know, and so, but she came out and said, she was like, you know, I told everybody about your business. I'm not going to come out here and ask for privacy now,
right.
You know. So she was just no apologies whatsoever.
She's feisty.
You know? She's very feisty. And she worked really hard for what she got. So
crazy energy out of Wendy Williams.
Yes.
She was on the show many, many years ago, and she came in, and it was like a hurricane came through.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's a radio girl.
Yeah.
Right? And that's it. Like, she entertained. She's a personality, and she brought it 110% every time. So,
well, if you are also a Wendy Williams fan, a couple documentaries are reportedly going to be released on either, well, this has both. Oh, that's weird. Both Peacock and Netflix. So they're going to have competing documentaries.
Oh.
Anyway, there's a producer attached to one of the projects that worked with Wendy for many, many years. They say that they're not sure if she's going to be able to participate on camera, though, due to her health.
Yeah, no, that makes
sense. And she can't
film
both projects, so they're expected to rely on, like, archival footage, interviews, former colleagues, family. So it's going to, like, dig deep via the people around her versus her.
Oh, I would love it.
You love
it? What her husband did to her, like,
Lord, no.
I watch every documentary I find about Wendy Williams, so I will be watching that one.
You got two more on deck.
All right.
Here's something else you might be watching because this is so funny. I watched the trailer for this morning. Women everywhere are apparently lusting for this dude in a movie named Wicker. Wicker, like a wicker chair, okay?
Okay.
This guy named Alexander Skarsgård, he plays a man.
Oh, yeah.
He's already
Alexander
sexy enough.
Yes.
He plays a man made entirely of wicker, who brings companionship and, more importantly, pleasure to a lonely older woman in this movie. And if you watch the trailer, don't have your children around because it's like an R-rated trailer. Because there's so much smashing going on in the trailer. Apparently, he's a freak in the bed.
Yeah.
But he's
wicker.
He's not a real man.
No.
Some of the comments, I think I can read these on the air from ladies that are watching this. Here are some of the quotes. I have never been so horny for a basket before. When the doctor says you need more fiber in you. My friend just called the new Wicker movie 50 Shades of Hay. Trojan needs to come out with a basket weave texture. And the tagline woven for her pleasure. I got two more. I'd deal with a few splinters for a wicker-woven Alexander Skarsgård. And finally, one of my favorites, I've spent my whole life devouring Triscuits. I am ready.
I'm here and training for this my whole life. Now,
it's pretty wild.
I'm looking at a still picture of the female lead
here,
looking at the man.
Yes.
I need to see this movie.
I'm telling you.
I need to see this movie right now.
If you live like in an apartment or a condo, you should watch the trailer and turn it up really loud because your neighbors will think something is going on in your apartment.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Or
it's
if you
wild.
Live alone, you need to watch this movie.
But anyway, it's just kind of wild that this guy, like when you look at him, it's like, ooh, you're made out of wicker.
But
ladies, be ready to smash.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So
check that trailer out today for
excited.
Wicker. I know, I can tell. You're all blushing over there. Okay, what's going on? Locally. Okay,
so deputies in Highlands Ranch, so they got a laugh along with their traffic stop this week. So they tried pulling over a speeding motorcycle, and when they did, they noticed that there were fake plates on the ride.
Okay.
These plates said, not today. That is what the
false
fake plates said. Oh my gosh, it was
false.
In fact, the day the rider tried getting away when officers pulled him over, ran on foot, but not today indeed. Dude was arrested in the slammer, all the stuff, but quite hilarious. They posted that in their social media pages. And you think if you were trying to get away with a fake license plate, you would do something that wasn't so obvious.
Right.
But, you know, criminals, not usually members
be
of
be criminaling.
So there we go. Hey, there was supposed to be a new Dave and Buster's in Wheat Ridge, but not anymore. Now, earlier this year, D&B's, they were given the go-ahead by the city. So a unanimous decision to set up a new location in the Clear Creek Crossing neighborhood, I believe, is where it's at. A new 31,000-foot store is what they were going to put up there for the Dave and Buster's. But, excuse me again.
Gross.
It was a unanimous decision from the city, but then when they started building it, they were like, wait a second, the neighborhood came out and was like, Pump those brakes. Yeah,
not today.
So the neighbors complained about it, and they said that it's massive size. They don't like that heavy commercial footprint that would destroy the local neighborhood character.
They were
and
pissed.
Really the traffic congestion. I mean, the neighborhood showed up in full force.
Good for them
to debate this decision, and it was overturned.
They should have a say in
yes,
this.
Yes, Dave & Buster's is no longer going to build its new store there. They withdrew their plans. Never
like,
mind.
Screw you guys. We're out of here.
Yeah,
we're taking our ski ball somewhere else.
Which really goes to show that, you know, this whole scenario with the Buc-ee's down south. Remember we were talking about that.
That's right.
As you're going down to Colorado Springs.
Johnstown area, right?
Yeah. Down south. So there is
or not Johnstown.
This is at Palmer Ridge, right?
That's yeah. What's the other J word that's down there? J-Town. Never mind.
Yeah, something. One of those J-Towns. But yeah, this is very similar to that because, you know, the Buc-ee's folks, they wanted to set up a gas station down there as you make your way to the Springs. And the people in that area was like, we don't want to look at a big beaver as we're looking in our mountains. Like, that's going to ruin everything around here.
It was Monument, wasn't it?
Monument. Yeah. Thank you. Monument.
Yeah, it wasn't a J-word at all.
No, yeah. I was like, oh,
a lot of times I just come on. I'm like, Katie, I make things up.
Monument?
Exactly.
Where's Larkspur? That's down there,
down
isn't
there?
It?
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
it was near Larkspur. Maybe it was an L word.
All that area.
L is what I was looking for. Not today.
Not today, Jeremy.
Oh, boy. I got to stop huffing paint in the parking lot before I start the show.
Well, you're so much fun.
You
No, it really is.
I do love J words.
But yeah, so this Dave & Buster's, I mean, if it's proving anything, it's neighbors. If you don't like something, get together.
Speak
I mean,
up.
Strength in numbers, right? And that's kind of what they're saying with this whole Dave & Buster's right. thing. It was because everyone came to the town meeting. Everyone said they didn't like it, and they can't ignore everybody, right?
That's right.
Go.
What
Take
else you
note,
got?
Monument. And then what does the poor air quality mean for your workout? Hot out, the air quality is crappy, and experts are saying you should do those outdoor workouts inside. So the outside, well, yeah, but like for me, I go and run outside. Am I just supposed to run around Park Meadows
Listen,
Mall?
I say dirt.
The treadmill.
I say
like
dirt.
Treadmills. I hate them.
I got home from work yesterday and I go, hey, I'm going to go out for a quick run.
Yeah.
I'm going to go pop off 9-10 miles.
Oh.
9-10 miles, you're crazy.
30 minutes.
And so I went outside and I went for my run and I was probably 10 minutes into it and I stopped running and I go, this was a bad idea.
It's a bad idea.
And that's exactly what I told my wife when I walked in the door. I go, that was a bad idea.
Well,
I did. It was 100 degrees.
Yeah.
I didn't look at the temp. It was 100 degrees.
Yeah.
I had on black shorts, black ball cap, and a black t-shirt.
Well, you weren't listening to anybody, were you?
And the smoke was so bad. By the
so
time
bad.
I got home, I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
It tasted in my throat like I had smoked a pack of Marble Reds.
Well, that's what they're saying. Like every
it was
day.
So bad.
That's kind of the effects of all this smoke for
it
people.
It was so bad.
And did you know also
yes.
that 20 to 70% of people who are living with asthma are
yeah.
undiagnosed?
Uh-oh.
And it isn't until things like this happen
smoke.
To where you really start to realize
smoke
it.
Smoke
And
a mile
bad
high.
Air quality mixed with physical exertion could yeah. cause a lot of those flare ups.
It's a bad idea.
So that's why they're saying, like, you know, keep an eye out for any prolonged chest tightness or trouble
Ooh.
Breathing.
Oh, if that's it what I got.
Because when you exercise, like, that's when these asthma effects really start to, you know, see.
Somebody get but my inhaler.
Also, remember, if you are a gym goer.
I love that you're being so serious.
I got to get through
Please
this.
Please give like, me some more details.
If you are a gym goer, expect your gym to be a lot busier right
oh,
now.
I work out with a man named Jim, actually.
Are going inside, as you should. But, yeah, if you suffer yeah. from any kind of breathing stuff, COPD, if you have asthma,
asthma's
you know
the
it.
Worst.
Try and stay out
Thanks,
of the
Mom.
Outdoors.
Thanks,
yeah,
Mommy.
Of course. There's
Good
Mama
job.
Hype. That's what's up.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
I would imagine a lot of you are getting ready for work right now, trying to pick out the perfect pantsuit for the day.
Uh-huh.
Katie's got a fashion hack, I guess.
The wrong shoe theory. It's pretty awesome.
The wrong shoe?
Yeah, that was coined by a celebrity stylist. So what it came from is she was looking at her client who wore sneakers almost every day because she was a busy city mom, right? And so she noticed that her client would always start with her shoes and then build up from there. And she would always do sneakers because she kind of just felt like that's what her vibe was. But then her outfit that always matched that like sporty kind of sneaker equals sporty look.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So because she started with the sneakers, everything always looked like it matched the sneakers. So she looked at that and she's like, wait a minute, how do you actually want to dress? And that's where she realized that sporty wasn't the goal with her client. It was just comfort. And because she's a city mom and walking a lot, she wanted to have that sneaker. And then the outfit just kind of reflected that. So they switched things up. And what they did was they started the outfit first. So then you're building the outfit and then you choose a shoe that adds an unexpected contrast. So it's the wrong shoe, but it looks unexpected and cool.
But somehow it
works. Yeah, exactly.
And I look fabulous.
It has completely changed the game when it comes to fashion.
I like this.
And it said the addition of the sneakers. So if you have like a chic look,
sneaks,
right?
Bro.
Like a pantsuit, but then you have the sneakers along with it. It makes the sneakers look like they are the choice, like an intentional styling decision. And that looks more genuine to your style. But
it's
you're just
wearing
sneakers with it.
Like the dudes now who rock the suits, you're going to a fancy event or whatever, and then you throw on a really bright white pair of Nikes, and somehow it looks really good.
Absolutely.
Or you throw some Jordans on or something with your suit, and you're like, damn, this, I could pull this off.
The
this
J's
works.
With the suit is so money, and that's kind of the heart of this whole theory. It's like, choose a shoe that adds an unexpected contrast, and that's going to make the outfit feel more thoughtful and present. So,
I love being thoughtful and present.
I know you do.
Like, that's on my vision board.
When I saw Wrong Shoe Theory, I was like,
Jer, this is it.
Oh, my gosh,
like, I've taken a Sharpie or a dry erase and wrote that on my mirror in the bathroom.
Wrong Shoe Theory?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thoughtful and present.
So smart.
And then I draw a heart around it.
Yes. You matter. And then the thing is, if you want to try this, you probably already own everything you need to try the Wrong Shoe Theory instead of buying a whole wardrobe. So that's what people love about it, too. It's like, I already have everything I need.
Yeah.
Yes.
Dig out those Vans from the back corner of your closet and throw them on today just for
Vans
funsies.
With an evening dress. Go do it.
Oh, yeah.
Go do it.
Flip-flops with a tuxedo.
You're welcome.
Where does it end? I've gone through a couple big milestones with my kids this summer.
Yeah.
And the start of the school year. You know, we got one who's leaving elementary school, going to middle. One leaving middle, going into high school.
Both at the same time.
Same year, right? That's a big move for parents.
It is.
My son started driving. And, you know, we were talking about that on the air the other day. And I started crying like a baby because he's growing up so fast. And I cried like a baby again yesterday.
Oh, no. What happened?
We took my daughter over to the middle school because it was like the day that they get their schedule, their locker combination. They can drop off their supplies. They go walk their schedule, walk the halls, you know?
Yes.
Katie.
I bet you bawled like a baby.
Well, first things first, the observations of these kids coming back from summer to school, especially in middle school, it is so funny to see the height differences of all these kids in that age group.
Yeah,
you got some kids that are, you know, 5 foot tall, and then you got other kids over here that are about a foot tall.
And babies.
Sad day for them. They got the upper locker, and they cannot see the little dial at all. There was a couple poor kids there that were so small, they were like trying to jump up to get their locker open. It was really quite sad. I laughed, though. And
laughed
speaking
at that child.
Of the lockers, it was kind of cute watching all these kids, including my daughter, who live in a fully digital world right now, trying to figure out how the combo lockers work, you know?
Oh,
right, left, right.
You get the one number, and then you go all the way around for the second number.
That's
and
right.
Then back to the third
and
number.
Trying to teach them about that when they are just used to, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4 on their phone and boom, you're in.
Yeah.
It was kind of funny.
Never turned a dial in their
life, have they? They never used an analog locker in their life.
Oh, no.
And my sweet little daughter, I made her do it. She was getting so sick of me because it took her a while. Catch on and how to do it. And so we'd go walk her schedule. I'll go, you know, go back to the locker, do it 2 or 3 more times. And she's like, ugh. I was like, do it. Because you're
going to
be under
her.
A time crunch when you're changing classes. And I just want you to know how to do it. So she must have opened and closed her locker probably 75 times yesterday.
Just like the wax on, wax off
scene
in Karate Kid.
Yes. But you know what? She got it down.
Yeah.
She can do it with her eyes closed now. So I was very proud of her. But, yeah, there was a moment when we were walking around, I'm going to try not to cry now. When we walked into the cafeteria, and it was so, you know, it's so big. It's way bigger than an elementary school cafeteria, right?
Oh, yeah.
And she stood there, and she was standing there, and I got this picture of her just kind of standing there, like, taking it all in and looking at the ceiling. And I lost it.
It's when
right
he
there.
Started to cry.
And nobody noticed. I just was like, I mean, I lost it. I was like, my little girl is, like, moving
yeah,
on.
Yeah, that's your baby.
And I had tears, like, rolling down my face. And I wasn't loud crying. It was just like, you know, you well up, you know.
Yeah.
And I looked over at Nicole, and she said, don't. And then, boom,
yeah.
She started just gushing.
I'm sure.
And we were trying to hide it from the kids. And then I'm like, oh, my God, who am I going to run into in the halls here now? And I've got bright red eyes, and I'm like, everything's wet. But, yeah, it's just, you've been there.
Oh, yeah.
It's a moment, man. I had a moment yesterday.
You know, when they graduate from high school, like when they go to college, all those things. I mean, it hits you like that every time. You think that maybe you're used to it. You're going to be prepared this time. You expect it coming. But every time, at least for me, I just completely lose it because you're right. It's a moment in time that you just realize they're not going to be with you forever.
Yeah.
And I think that's what it is. It really sets in. I mean, it hits you like
this the clock is ticking.
Yeah.
Life is moving forward.
And
you
this
know?
Is a real person, a real like with real feelings and beliefs and hopes and dreams. And it's just
and like this is a whole new huge experience moving from elementary to middle school. This is a big deal now, you know. And
it's
I'm just
heavy.
Like.
Woo, but it's
man,
a good heavy.
It hit me.
Right? You're so happy also.
It's a good heavy.
Because you're like, oh, you're doing all the things I wanted you to. This is exactly what we've been training for you to move on to the next moment.
Right.
So it's like, there's so many feelings involved in it. And I think that's why people become overwhelmed because it's just like, I don't know what this is. I'm just going to cry.
You know, I'm trying to be, you know, big tough dad and everything.
Yeah.
And man, it's... not a chance in hell. So I expect it to happen again when we go up to the high school and do some stuff for, you know, back to school night and stuff there for my son. But
you better be careful. Those high school kids will push you down and beat
you
up.
They will shove me down.
They will. Like,
whose dad is that?
Who's his dad crying?
Kick
God,
his ass.
Get him.
Nicole did hold it together pretty darn well, though. I was really impressed because she is definitely a very sentimental mom.
Yeah.
But when we walked out the front doors of the middle school to head out. That's when she was like, I held it in for so long and now I can't.
Yeah.
So she was out front with snot running down her face.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, it was pretty nasty.
That's the thing though, you can totally give some kind of, you know, people out there are listening, going through the same exact thing right
I
now
feel
with their
you guys.
Kids. So
I
it's
feel
like,
you.
Exactly. Like strength in numbers.
That's
everybody,
right.
One big hug.
Parents unite.
That's all right,
they're growing
baby.
Up so fast.
Five. Five.
The fun starts now with Fast Five.
Yes, five, 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 five.
It's time to play Fast Five.
Fast Five.
How fast can you be?
We going fast without.
With Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Let's get her done. It's the Fun Friday edition of Fast Five. We want to have you on the air. We want to meet you, especially if you've never played before. Let's do it. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691 1649. I'll get you in the studios to play Fast Five. We'll get you on the air, find out what the heck you're doing this weekend, and then I'll toss a category at you and start a 10-second timer. Within those 10 seconds, you got to give me five things that have to do with that category. That's why we named it Fast Five.
Mm.
The marketing team was on that one really, really, really good as well. All right, 303-691-1649. Katie, give us some examples.
Okay, you asked for all kinds of stuff, like five bands with two words, like Arctic Monkeys, right? There's one.
Hey.
Five cartoon characters with a hat. That's fun, too. Yesterday, the one that won it was five reasons you'd get kicked out of a bar. That's right.
That's
Alex.
That
no
guy,
problem.
He's all cussing. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, they might throw your butt out for that.
If you're loud and drunk.
You never know what's going to be asked when it comes to the categories, Jeremy.
Yeah, a lot of these are a lot of fun. So don't be scared. Be brave. Give us a call. If you get placed on hold, do not hang up. 303-691 1649. Boy, that little button is all over the place, isn't it? Oh, there, let me. It might be dirty. Katie, what are we playing for today?
Okay, it's a double prize day.
Woo!
Fun Friday indeed with a Bally's Casino prize pack valued at $300. You get the free slot play for $100, $100 dining voucher, and Bally's swag. Got to be 21, and Bally's Casino Blackhawk has the best value, $5 blackjack, $5 menu items daily. But wait, there's more, because we have so many people ready for these Noah Kahan tickets. He's at Coors Field on Sunday, and you'll be there too if you win Fast Five today. Good luck.
Now the rest is up to you guys. You got to do the heavy lifting. Call in and play. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Just like Ashlyn did. Hi, Ashlyn.
Hello.
Well, hello. Impress me with your weekend plans.
I'm navigating. I just adopted my very first dog from Denver Humane yesterday.
No way. Yay. Good for you.
Yay, Ashlyn.
Thank you.
We love that.
What kind of dog did you get?
She's a black pity mix.
Oh, that's cute. Did you already name her?
Yeah. I did. Her name is Nellie.
Little Nellie. That's a good, that's a solid dog's name right there.
Thank you. I thought so, too.
Well done. Well done. Well, congratulations. I bet you're spoiling the heck out of that dog.
Oh, you know it. You know it.
But I tell you, I've seen some of those videos where people go walking through the shelters and stuff, and the dogs with their sad eyes looking at people, like, please get me. You know, it's like, I want to go in and take them all home.
Oh, I don't know how you picked just one. I know.
Yeah, she looks so sad. So it was perfect match.
Good for you, Ashlyn. Well, congratulations.
Yay.
All right, let's do some Fast Five. You're the first one up to bat today. And your letter is O, like ostrich, or
okay.
O'Reilly Auto Parts. I need O'Reilly. Five auto parts. I need five restaurants that start with that letter O. Go!
Ozarks on the border. Oh, gosh.
Hurry.
Okay.
You forgot one of the greatest restaurants of all time, the Olive Garden.
Oh
my gosh, you're right. I totally choked.
That
Outback Steakhouse, Old Chicago, Orange Julius.
Boo.
Man, that dog's going to want a new owner now.
No.
Yes, he is.
Ashlyn, you're a rock star. You gave us the energy we needed this morning. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for saving that puppy so much.
Hi, Molly.
Hi.
Hey, girl. My screen says you're just chilling this weekend.
Hanging out with the kids before they go back to school next week.
Yeah, good for you.
Or
good
maybe Noah Kahan.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know.
It's on my vision board.
You're like, I'll hang out
it
with
really
you
is.
Unless I get concert tickets, and then you're on your own.
I've been journaling about
we'll
Noah
Kahan. Yeah.
The universe wants me to go. What grades are your kids going into?
Kindergarten and first.
Oh, wow. You got a couple big moves there, too.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Well, good for you. We wish you the best. All right, what do I have? Do you watch a lot of TV shows?
No.
She's got two little babies.
Well, I feel like you're just, they don't do much. They just lay there. Okay, well, it's season four of this show just came out. It's all over the place. It's very well known, so we'll see how you do. Maybe you've seen it, but I need five characters from the TV show Ted Lasso. Go.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Ted Lasso.
Yeah. No cheating.
Rebecca Welton. Roy Kent.
You did pretty good. What was that, three or four? You were close.
You were so close, Molly.
You were so close, Molly. Wow. Well, so you didn't win, though. You have a super dupe stay.
Okay,
bye. Why did that get so weird?
Because she wanted to win.
Well, you know what? Not everybody gets a trophy in life.
No, but. I know. Oh, I know, Jeremy.
All right. Holly, Bobali. Hi, Holly.
Hello.
Impress me with your weekend plans.
Going to Glacier National Park.
Oh, wow.
Good for you. You win.
Yeah, that sounds like a great time.
Damn.
Yeah, never been, so I'm excited.
Well, good. Go enjoy your summer. Did you pack snacks?
Oh, yeah, lots of snacks.
Yeah, what kind of snacks did you pack?
I usually do beef jerky. I make these sweet potato ground beef wraps that I take with me that are delicious.
Shut up. That sounds awesome.
Gummies. You got to have the snacks.
Yeah. I had sweet potatoes last night for dinner. I had two sweet potatoes, but then I piled them with shredded chicken on top.
Ooh.
And various herbs. They were smaller potatoes. I wasn't like, you know, the big boys, but... I'm a fan of the sweet potato.
Oh, I mess with sweet potatoes.
Yeah.
Last night, the chicken, I did ground beef on mine.
Oh, boy.
Yes, with the cottage cheese and the hot honey.
Oh.
That recipe is so good.
That's been my jam this summer.
It's so good, isn't it?
You're a hot honey.
So good.
All right, here's your fast five. Are you ready to play hot honey?
I'm ready.
Hot Holly.
Hot Holly. Well done. Okay, I need five famous men named Tony. Go!
Tony Danza. Yeah. Tony. Tony Soprano.
Sure. Keep going.
Yeah.
Ah, you had two there. With Tony Danza. I would have even accepted Tony the Tiger.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Tony Hawk and Tony Bennett.
Oh.
Darn it. Holly, enjoy your adventure. Have a great weekend.
All right, thanks. You too.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right, who's been holding the longest? Brenda. Hi, Brenda.
Hi.
Did you say me?
Yeah.
Yeah, me.
I've been holding.
You going to the pool this weekend, I see.
Yes, I am.
Good for you. Get those hot dog legs out and enjoy the sun.
That's right. Get my vitamin D in.
Are you familiar with the phrase hot dog legs?
No, I have no idea what that means.
So a lot of times when the ladies are at the pool, they kind of like take the picture where the pool's in front of them and they're holding the phone up by their chest and all you see is kind of like their legs sticking out and they look like hot dogs.
Yes.
Yeah.
So people.
Yes, I know exactly what you mean.
All right. People call those hot dog legs.
It makes me hungry every time he says it.
Hungry and horny. I can't help it.
Just hungry for me, Brenda. But, you know, Jeremy.
I just want to put some mustard and ketchup on you, Brenda.
Oh, God.
Okay.
No, you're not into that?
She's like, can we just play
the
game?
No, no, no.
Come on. Put a little sauerkraut on you. All right. Oh, Lord.
But you relish a different conversation, don't
Five
you?
Things you can put on Brenda's legs. Are you ready?
Okay,
stop.
Yeah. Yes, there you go.
Okay. All right. Now that we made it weird, let's play this goofy game. I can't let you do sequels, so no, like, Toy Story 2, Frozen 2, nothing like that. Toy Story 3... But I need the actual titles of movies. I need five movie titles that have a number in the title. Go.
Scream.
Nope.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my gosh.
Uh-oh.
I can't think.
Are you okay? I feel like you had a stroke. Are you okay? Are you in danger right now?
Exactly, right?
Yeah. Well, no, you got Scream, and that's not even close.
Yeah, I know.
But
I couldn't think of anything.
Well, later you'll be watching Apollo 13 and be like, son of a...
Or Ocean's 11.
The Sixth Sense will come on. And you're
I
like,
know.
Oh.
Maybe even Ocean's 12.
There we go.
Brenda, you have a super dupes weekend. Yeah. We love you.
Thank you. You as well.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Brenda.
Aw,
she was
cute.
She was so much fun.
Liz. Hi, Liz.
Hi, I'm back.
Okay.
Oh, when did you play?
I played yesterday.
Oh, you made it back through?
I had the L restaurants. Yeah. I want these tickets.
How did you do that? Our phone lines are packed. People freak out. We had one lady text us that she tried 600 times to get through.
Yeah.
But do you remember yesterday I lost, and then the nice lady who went after me said that she wishes that I would have won? Don't you remember?
I do
We
remember.
Do so many of these. Didn't we give you, I gave you passes to a restaurant.
You gave me a gift card to a restaurant.
Oh, you're now
to
you're
win
just
the
being
Noah
greedy.
No, I'm not being greedy.
You're
I want to play.
Greedy.
I want to win.
She's a big Noah Kahan fan. That's all. I get it. I get
just
it.
Just a diehard Noah Kahan fan.
I hooked you up yesterday, and you still felt the need?
Well, because it's the Noah Kahan tickets, though. Like, that's what she was
I'll
calling
give you,
for?
I will give the restaurant gift card to a loving friend who actually lives in Littleton who deserves it.
Josh didn't even give me that information yesterday from you, so if you win, I'm not giving you those gift certificates.
Man, I feel sad. I'm just a girl who wants to go to Noah Kahan.
I'm just a girl
who just loves getting free stuff from Jeremy, apparently.
I don't even know you. It's not about you. It's about the tickets, Jeremy. I'm sorry.
Man, I don't know how I feel about this right now.
Oh.
I'm looking for a topic for you here.
Okay, I'm ready.
Because I've used up like almost all of them that came in from listeners. I was trying to use some listener ones today. All right, I got another movie one. Are you ready there, Greedy Liz?
Yes.
No cheating and no help. I don't trust you for some reason.
Oh, man, I'm honestly such a trustworthy person, okay. But I understand. We don't know each other very well.
It's all right. I'm just jacking with you. All right, 10 seconds. I got a movie one. I need 5 movies all about historical figures, and go.
Lincoln's lawyer, George Washington, Abraham Lincoln.
What?
National Treasure.
Time's up. You didn't get it. Malcolm X. Whatever.
I tried.
Yeah.
You did.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, I guess we'll talk to you on Monday.
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks.
Okay, bye, Liz.
Bye, Liz.
Get out of here, Liz.
I like that she tried so hard.
You tried to do something nice for somebody.
She just really
she
wanted to.
She says, give me more, give me more.
It's a sold-out show, Jer. People are going to try and get their hands on those tickets.
Hi, Hunter.
Hello.
Boy, you sound like you want to play. Hello.
Yeah.
Do you?
Nerves are high. Let's go.
Y'all fired up.
Nerves are high. That's it.
All right, if you win these tickets, who are you taking?
My wife would probably kill me if I didn't take her.
Oh, well, we don't want your wife to murder you.
No, it'll probably be your ex-wife if you don't. So, good call.
Yeah. No murder involved with this game.
All right.
What are you doing this weekend?
Besides the kids, just hopefully having a good weekend. Go watch my son play hockey, some birthday parties. Got a huge family, so I'm sure some of them are hearing this right now, too.
Dad on duty. Yeah. Well, you sound like a good family man, Hunter, so... Let's play this game, buddy. Okay, this one came in from a listener. Very subjective on this one, but give me 5 reasons you might have to get in the car and rush to the emergency room. Go!
Ear infection, eye infection, broken leg, cut, somebody passed out, heart attack.
You didn't say, fun. I'm sorry, you didn't say my wife trying to murder me.
Oh, jeez.
That could have been 6, though.
Is your wife there with you?
Yeah, she's sitting right here. She's about to kill me if that was definitely
What's
her
not?
Name?
Her name is Molly. She actually tried Fast 5 not too long ago.
Put Molly on the phone.
Here, she's right here.
Yeah.
Hi.
Molly, why are you trying to murder your husband so much?
I'm not, but he's a good husband. I didn't win, and I was like, you need to come right now. Well, I didn't win.
I'm going to tell you right now, you heard him. Apparently, he is terrified of you.
No.
Please don't stab your husband, okay? Hey, listen, I don't want to talk to that clown anymore. I want to talk to you. Do you want to go see Noah Kahan at Coors Field, sold-out show?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
I think you should leave that goofy husband at home and take a girlfriend. Is what you should do.
We'll see.
Do you know what you're supposed to ask me or tell me when you win Fast 5?
Oh my gosh, no.
It's all right. I'm gonna school you for everybody that's listening. All you need to do is say, "Jeremy, play the Winnie Win sound."
Oh, okay. Jeremy, play the Winnie Win sound.
Now you don't have to kill your husband this weekend! Yay!
Hunter,
he scored some points for sure. That was amazing.
Yeah, he did a good job. He absolutely did.
And he stays alive.
Well, we love you guys. We appreciate you listening and calling in and playing this silly game. You guys have a blast out at Coors Field at this concert that everybody wants to go to. I'm going to put you back on hold. We'll come back and tell you all about your prize. And that's how we get her done. So a little insider information about this radio show. Like when you call in to play Fast Five and we put you on hold, you can actually hear the radio station, right? That's why we tell you to turn down your radio. You don't need to hear yourself on the radio. You can actually hear yourself while you're just hanging on hold. And Ronnie sent us a message. I was like, I got to talk to Ronnie on the air. Hi, Ronnie. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Well, we're really good. You're like major bumming though, aren't you?
I am super bummed.
Tell us what happened.
I called in, and we had called in previously, and we thought the radio was just playing through the phone, and then we realized, because I thought once the first person got through, the game was over. So I hung up, and then my husband looked at me and was like, no, I think you got through. So we called back. And right when you guys answered, they asked for my name and then asked if we were ready to play. And I said, yeah. And then
put you back on hold.
Yeah, I didn't know how it worked. And so I thought I was playing live.
You thought you were on the air. You were on hold. And then I said, go ahead.
No, I was so ready. And you guys said to name the five famous people named Tony.
Yes.
And I shot him off and I was so excited. I was so excited. And then David looked at me and said, babe, that's not you on the line.
You're on hold. Yeah. So you thought you were playing while you were on hold and you thought you won. Oh, no.
I said, who's honey?
Well, I'm sorry you didn't win, but that literally made me laugh when I saw that text come through. I was like, oh, that poor lady thought she was playing and she was on hold. Well, there's some good news. We'll play again on Monday morning so you can try to call in and actually play with us, all right?
Okay, sounds good. I'll be ready.
You're the best, though. You guys have a great weekend. And as always, thank you so much for having fun each and every morning with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
So I'm hanging out with some friends tonight, and we've been kind of doing these things where we just don't, like, drink. Like, I don't want to sound too sexy here, but we're going to have, like, hot tea and stuff and just hang out and catch up.
Yeah,
so we're going to... One of the friends was like, what do you want us to bring? And Nicole's like, your favorite tea. Hey, we'll have the hot water. Oh. Yeah. So it's going to be a super sexy evening.
Yeah.
Watch out. Things are going to get crazy. But, you know, it kind of goes hand in hand with Gen Z not drinking.
Yeah.
It's a big thing right now. Alcohol sales are in the toilet. It also goes along with this article out of Men's Fitness talking about the wellness drink trend right now called functional beer. So it's beer that's basically non-alcoholic, but it's fortified with vitamins and supplements. You're going to drink this beer and you're going to get your ashwagandha, your natural botanicals, your electrolytes, your probiotics, but you're getting your drink on. They are calling it essentially a feel-good buzz now. So you're getting that buzz without the booze.
I love that.
And I feel like I would try this. You got to be careful with the probiotics, though, because that'll make you poop your pants.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's
you don't want to be in there hanging out with a group of friends pooping your pants, I'll tell you that
And
much.
You're not even drunk.
Yeah, right.
But I'm kind of on board with this, where you can have the taste of beer. You can have your chicken wings and have your non-alcoholic beer. But while at the same time, you're kind of getting some stuff that's good for you.
Yeah. Well, and sodas did this a while ago. The probiotic stuff, the healthy
sodas.
Yeah,
poppy and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's going on. The other thing going on with the Zers out in the dating world is something called inflata dating. It's trying to date in the midst of massive inflation right now.
Oh, yeah.
So everybody's trying to do budget-friendly dates. They say instead of having reservations at a fancy place, you might be hitting up, I don't know, like a Arby's, and then you go home and watch reruns of Shark Tank or something.
I don't see anything wrong with that.
You say it could
be a positive shift in people's love lives. You're prioritizing creativity and connection over financial flexing.
Well,
not a bad idea.
And taking strain off your wallet is going to make both of you happier, which makes for a better relationship. I just went out with the baby Nana for her birthday, and for two of us to eat, and she had one drink, $140.
Yeah, it's nutty right now.
As a man, Katie, too, like as the man, when you're taking a girl out, like you go out and spend $200. Let's say you drop $200 on a nice steak dinner, and the date doesn't even go well.
I know.
You're pissed. You're in a horrible mood.
This way you can get them back to your house. Super easy, Josh.
You want to go back to watch Shark Tank?
Now, there's this other crazy trend, though, that, you know, the high rollers are talking about with the Ubers.
So on the opposite end of that, they have this story about dates and how the dating question that's literally like tearing people apart. It's called the Great Uber Debate. And people are asking like about when you have a date and whether or not they're sending a car for you. Apparently, that's a thing. And one person actually, it really started to spread on X because somebody came out and was like, every good man I've ever been on a date with has sent a car and then said, usually the Uber Black. So they're really spending for that extra. Yeah. And so now it's kind of a thing on social media where women specifically are kind of grading men on this behavior, whether or not they send a car for your first date. Now, they have the cons as well because they're like, well, he could also be a serial killer. He knows where you live for the first date,
but
which is never
with
good.
That, you can always say, you know, you can have the Uber pick me up at, you know, different cross street. Pick me up at the 7-Eleven.
Yeah, there's
you
ways
pick
you can get around
your
it,
location.
But that is one of the arguments here is like, you know, I don't want a guy sending a car for me. Then he knows where I live, or then it's too much control. He's going to expect something.
I get it.
You know, but there are women out here who will not even say hi to you unless you send a
car
for them.
But you know what? Like, I have never heard of this before. No, I would never even think to send an Uber.
Same.
Never, that wouldn't even cross my mind. But what a flex that is.
I mean, it's called the new chivalry. It's like, that's kind of how they're looking at it.
It's like sending a horse and buggy.
Yes.
To pick you up. Fair maiden, I shall send you an Uber Black. A high-class steel carriage will be picking you up in the form of a Cadillac Escalade.
Uber Black.
And then thou shalt meet me for some meat on a stick.
I have the meats.
I have
Fair
the
maiden.
Meats, and then later that evening, we shall create the beast with two backs. We shall procreate.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Is that how guys talk nowadays?
No, I don't think.
Exactly.
I hope not.
Yes.
That was
Come
scary.
Here, fair maiden.
That was
Become
scary.
Thy wench for the evening.
Oh, Jeremy. Thine
boy, wench. This really stop got it. Weird. We were just talking about Uber.
Stop it.
I can't stop it. Once they start, I can't.
No, I'm
going
to need you to stop that right
it's
now.
It's a problem I have, lady.
I know.
Lady. All because Katie said something kind of silly off the air yesterday. I was like, let's talk about that on the show.
There it is. Yeah, and I thought about it in the bathroom. So that's where all the best ideas
overshare.
Come from. No, seriously. Like, that's where all the good stuff comes from. And I just asked you guys, if animals could talk, which one do you think would be the rudest, the biggest jerk? And
I love this.
Yeah, I've been thinking about it all day. So I think it's awesome.
Okay, so there's your question. Phone lines are already ringing.
Yes.
If animals could talk, which one would be the biggest jerk?
Yeah.
What animal would be the biggest jerk? Well, since this was your goofy idea while you were sitting on the toilet, you can start.
Ooh, can I start?
Okay. I wish you would.
Here is what I thought that would be the perfect jerk animal, and that is a dolphin. And I tell you why.
Yeah, tell
Here's
me
my
why.
Explanation. Because they're super smart. And so they would make you think that you're the smart one. And then out of nowhere, here they come with all their smartness. And you know what I mean? They can actually plan things like.
They're cocky.
Dolphins are super. And they're adorable and cute. And they make the cutest noise. So they totally come out of nowhere.
And
then
behind your back, they're like, that person's stupid.
You're stupid. They slap you upside with their fin. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just saying, dolphins. Probably
That's what you're
secret
picking?
Jerks. Probably secret jerks. Yeah.
Because dolphins are so like helpful. Like if you're drowning in the ocean, like a what do they call it? A school of dolphins?
Yeah,
a team of dolphins? They come up on you and they will help you. They will save
will
you.
Will they? Have you ever came across a school of dolphins? Do
no.
you know that that's what they do?
Let's help this Uber.
I think those are just
put your
train.
Finger in my blowhole.
Yeah, dolphins in the wild.
All right, well,
they
you
don't
do
play.
You.
They don't play.
Not off to a good start, you
what
guys.
What do you mean? Dolphin is a perfect pick.
If animals could talk,
Which ones would be the biggest jerks? That's the question this morning. 303-691-1649. Call us right now. 303-691-1649. I think I am going to go with the goose.
The gander, huh?
The gander. 100%. I think the goose that you see at the parking lot, if they could talk, they would be yelling at you because they're already mean in the park, right?
They already act like they own everything. Yeah.
They hiss at you. They snap at you. And I think if they could talk, they would, you know, be little smart arses. Hey, I'm trying to walk here. They'd be chasing kids. Get out of my park.
Yeah.
Get out of my park.
That's how they'd sound, too.
Get out of my park.
All the geese are from Jersey.
Hey, get out of here.
You know? And you know the ones, have you seen the geese that have almost like the little chicken thing on their face? Like a gooster?
No.
You know what I mean? It's like, you know what I mean, right?
Take a look at my face here.
Those are the super mean ones.
Yeah. You got a problem with my face? Come over here.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to snap a finger off with my beak.
Let me at
him. Bring it.
Let me at him with their wings.
100%. Like, with my wings. You like these wings? Look at these wings. I slap you upside your head with these wings. I'm a goose. Bring it.
Why do you sound so much like a...
Hey, I know geeses.
You do.
If animals could talk, which ones would be the biggest jerks? Somebody wrote in and said the seagull.
Yeah.
Because they're like flying thieves. Like they would now, as they swoop down and steal your sandwich, they'd be like, do better, rookie.
Yeah, right. Sure, pigeons are on that same line, right?
Ooh,
like,
just pooping all over you.
I'm eating your crumbs, you jerk. Hide your sandwich next time, you punk.
Rookie move.
And then I love the two or three people who wrote in and said chihuahuas. If chihuahas could talk,
so
they'd
money.
Be punks, man.
Yeah, yeah.
They'd be like, whoa, come at me.
What?
Come at me.
Huh? Yeah. That's the thing is they do that to everyone, no matter the size.
Chihuahuas
so
are mean.
Chihuahuas.
Come on over here.
Mean.
I'll shank you.
They're mean.
Shank you very much. Whoa, mean chihuahua, get away from me. Is it, it's Yevgeny, right?
That is correct.
Nailed it. All right, buddy. If an animal could talk, which one would be the biggest jerk?
All right. Well, I provided an answer to the guy in the call, but I'm going to throw an audible there.
Okay.
That's okay.
Yeah, what you got?
Another bird. I'm going to go with an ostrich.
Oh. Wait a second. Let me think about this.
Because they're big, right?
Yeah.
Like,
they're intimidating.
Down. Again, with the wingspan, like, let me at him.
And they'd be whacking you with their neck.
Let me at him.
How do you think that ostrich, well, I don't want you to cuss. Don't cuss, but how do you think that ostrich would act and sound like?
Well, it's tall, it's awkward, it's got the long neck. it can't fly, it can run.
Right.
It's got that big, bulbous body. So I think if it could talk, it'd be just annoyed with its entire existence.
It sounds a little like Katie, honestly.
Shut up!
With the big, bulbous body.
Bulbous body's crazy, Jeremy. Shut up.
No wonder he's mad. He's got a bulbous body and he can't fly.
He can't fly.
He'd be a grumpy bird for sure.
That little head. Ugh.
Yeah, he's like, I got a little head and a big, bulbous body. Get out of my way.
Duh.
I don't want to go to Costco. I hate being this type of bird. I can't even fly.
The can't fly part is pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to go to the zoo.
Evgeny, that was good.
That's pretty solid. Here's Kat. Hi, Kat.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. If animals could talk, which one would be the biggest jerk?
I think monkeys would be like total troublemakers.
Yeah. They can almost talk.
Like they throw poo at people at the zoo.
Yeah.
Think of, like, monkeys when you see those videos where they steal people's booze and they get all drunk. Like, imagine what they're saying the whole time.
Little drunk monkey.
Oh, I want a little drunk monkey.
A little drunk monkey just rambling, throwing obscenities at people before they throw their poo.
Yeah.
It's like someone's...
they're little frat boys. They're like, oh, my God, hold my beer. Watch
yes.
what I can do.
Oh, my God.
Exactly.
That's funny.
They're like someone's drunk uncle at Thanksgiving. Like, that's the drunk
totally.
Monkey.
Could you imagine the little monkey talking like the frat bro? He's like, bro, we're like monkeys and stuff. Let's throw some poo.
I like the drunk uncle. It's the drunk munkle.
The drunk uncle.
drunk.
That's pretty good, Kat. Thank you for the call.
That's funny.
Dude, let's throw some poo at people and then go play flag football. It's going to be awesome, and then we'll hit the gym because we're like monkeys.
Do you even lift, bro?
Do you even monkey, bro? How much can you lift with your tail, homie? I love throwing poo. Iris.
Monkeys.
Monkeys.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Iris. How old are you?
I'm 13.
Oh, hi. I'm sorry you had to hear about the monkeys throwing poo.
Yeah,
now it feels weird. Feels a little weird, right? All right, so if animals could talk, which one would be the meanest?
I think a shark because they're hungry, and the ones in Finding Nemo were really rude. Dory and Nemo.
You know what? You nailed it.
That's such a good point.
You nailed it.
Yeah.
Disney knew what was going on.
So sharks. Shark food, not friends.
Yeah,
or
sharks
friends,
would
not food.
Be.
Katie. Jeez.
Messed that up, didn't I?
That's how sharks actually think.
That's why they're jerks.
Thank you guys for having some fun with us this morning. Jeremy, Katie, Josh. Here at Mix 100, bro.
Yeah.
Sharks, man. Well, it's our fun Friday edition of the Mix 100 Sports Report. A new documentary coming out. I'm actually kind of interested in this. I'm not a big sports guy, but I like Peyton Manning a lot.
Mm-hmm.
The documentary is all about the rivalry between Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. And believe it or not, it's called Brady versus Manning.
Oh,
oh, would you look at that? The documentary is going to include exclusive interviews with teammates and coaches, executives, journalists, and other figures who witnessed the rivalry firsthand, alongside a bunch of footage and detailed storytelling. I got to tell you, I'm a fan of detailed storytelling.
Same.
Who isn't?
They'll focus on their 17 head-to-head matchups and the impact that they had on the NFL. This sounds like a good time. Where's it going to be on? I don't know. Doesn't
they don't
say.
Tell you?
Let's let's make it up. Where do you want it, to be on?
I want to see it on Disney Plus, like Hulu.
I'm going to pick Netflix.
Okay.
I got Disney Plus.
Oh.
We'll find out. The second thing in the sports report is the soundtrack to the upcoming Madden NFL 27. $1 billion video game franchise.
Uh-huh.
Everybody's excited about this because I guess the soundtrack is banging. It's got Ozzy on there, Metallica, White Stripes.
Oh, wait, what?
Wait, huh? Tell me more, Jer. Well, the soundtrack is so popular that they're going to be putting it out on Apple Music and Spotify. 80 different tracks spanning a variety of genres, including classic, contemporary, rap, country, pop, and EDM.
Well, those ones you just named were all over the board. So.
You like those?
That's awesome.
Yes.
Good Charlotte, The Killers.
Oh, Good Charlotte.
Incubus, The Killers? Lit, John Denver.
Lit?
John Denver?
Oh, wait.
That's going to be lit. That's amazing.
And the final thing that I have for your sports report, I think we've all thought about this, but this is kind of a funny story. Have you ever thought about how you would feel if you were actually traded at work? Like somebody in the sports ball games. Like if your boss traded you to a different team.
Oh.
Would you like it? Do you ever think about it?
I mean,
roughly 8 to 9 times a day.
You know, it'd kind of be nice to see what...
At least the other team, you know they want you because they're trading for you.
Exactly. Yeah.
So it's not just being traded
away. So like we
could
get traded to like the country station, and the country station would send some country bumpkin over here to talk sports on Mix 100.
Okay, that's what,
what
you're
saying.
I mean...
I feel like you would get transferred to...
Don't
smooth
do it,
jazz,
Jerry.
Maybe?
Why smooth jazz? Am I that calm?
This is Katie Mitchell.
Smooth jazz. No, you wouldn't be good on smooth jazz.
Those smooth jazz hits, right?
Christian.
Turn it all the way up
Christian
to 11,
radio.
Yeah. No?
I think I would go to country.
You think?
You do, you'd do really well.
Imagine, though, like not being in radio. Like, say you are working at a pot shop. Maybe they trade you for somebody over at a brewery or something. They do a little flip-floppy. Or if you're a doctor, they would trade you to a different doctor's, different hospital, and they zip a doctor over to your house.
So does it have to go like doctor to doctor? Or could
I think
you be like garbage man to doctor?
You wouldn't want that.
No, you wouldn't. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, if you were the garbage man, you'd probably want that.
Yeah. I don't know. Those dudes made bank.
Also,
they do.
When you're outside all day.
Doctors make way more.
smells a bit.
Doctors,
yeah,
make
but that's
way
high pressure.
More.
You got to carry thousands of dollars worth of insurance. You have people's lives in your hand.
So is a
garbage
sanitation
dude?
Worker?
Nah,
are you kidding me?
Not at all.
There's a time crunch.
I'd rather like, be a sanitation engineer than a doctor.
What about when it's all hot like it is today, too. And you're picking up stinky trash all
awesome.
Day?
Awesome, and you're jacked.
The
like
hot,
by the end
sweaty...
of the shift, you're jacked.
I don't know.
No, you're in
and you're
shape.
Outside all day.
Yeah, yeah, you're getting tan.
You got your boombox taped to the back of your truck there.
What kind of garbage truck are you rolling with?
Waste management.
You've never seen those guys with the like their Bluetooth speaker taped to the back of a truck or bungeed on there?
All the time.
And they're jamming their tunes?
You haven't?
No.
We made friends with our
jazz.
Garbage guys. We would give them Dr. Peppers and stuff as they came by.
You get free Dr. Peppers. Your surgeon's not going to give you a Dr. Pepper.
Uh-uh.
No.
So okay. What's your beef with the sanitation engineers?
Oh, no, I'm just saying doctors make way more money. If I was a sanitation worker, I'd want to
some
try
of them.
With a doctor.
Depending on what kind of doctor, I guess.
Yeah, you're right.
All the doctors.
Well, we're out of time.
Yeah, that's all
sorry,
right.
Sorry, Josh.
There's your Mix 100 Sports Report with JKJ. Well, ladies, if you haven't yet, maybe hop online today and check out the trailer for a movie coming out called Wicker. It stars this good-looking dude, Alexander Skarsgård. Mm. Now, here's the thing. The ladies are all Twitter-pated because of how this guy acts in the movie. Apparently, he's a freak in a bed.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is he's a man who's entirely made of wicker, you know, like a wicker chair, wicker basket. And his one goal in this movie is to pleasure thy lady.
Yeah.
It's definitely like an R-rated or a heavy PG-13 rated trailer. There's a lot of moaning and stuff in it. But anyway, this guy's pretty hot in this movie, even though he looks like wicker. Some of the comments are making me laugh this morning from the women who have watched this trailer. Here, I'll give you some of them. I've never been so horny for a basket before. When your doctor says you need more fiber in you. My friend just called the new Wicker movie 50 Shades of Hay. One woman says, Trojan better come out with a basket weave texture and the tagline woven for her pleasure. I'll deal with a few splinters for a wicker woven Alexander Skarsgård. And then my personal favorite, one woman who commented, spent my whole life devouring Triscuits. I am ready.
That's funny. There are some women who are commenting about it. Sweet, gently moving love story as well.
No,
so,
those
yes.
are boring.
No, it reminds us that the most effective traits are simple honesty and respect.
That's
and that's
not
kind
true.
Of why. No, but a lot of women like it because of that. Because, yeah, the physical part of love is there. We all crave that. But, you know, when it all boils down to it, we really just want someone who respects us, who loves us, and who accepts us as we are, even if we are just a big wicker basket.
Katie.
Yeah.
This woman says, women don't want rom-coms. We want to watch a menopausal woman get absolutely blanked by a wicker basket. That's the quote I have.
No, it's about honesty and simple respect. So I dig it.
One woman
wait to
wrote,
watch it.
Wicker chair for sale, heavily used.
Okay.
Jeremy makes me
want to
see it.
Hey,
Katie doesn't.
No, exactly.
That's what they want, Katie. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, you got about 60 seconds. Ever. What else you got?
let's talk about, let's make it funny, huh? The deputies in Highlands Ranch, because they got a laugh with their traffic stop this week. They tried pulling over this speeding motorcycle. And when they did, they noticed that he had fake plates on. You know what the plate said?
What?
Not today. The fake license plates. Not today. It was, in fact, the day, Jeremy. The rider tried getting away when officers pulled him over.
Yeah.
And then he tried getting off the bike and running away. Not today, indeed. Dude was arrested and in the slammer. So don't try those Highlands Ranch police officers. They don't play. Not today. In fact, not tomorrow. Probably the next day. I imagine Monday they're not going to be down with this either. But today, absolutely not. There you go. There's your mind.
One woman wrote, I never thought anyone would ever write a screenplay exploring the deeply impure feelings they've experienced while walking through a Pier 1 import.
See? Honesty.
It's time to play Katie Crush
with JKJ.
Ooh, it certainly is. And we have a lovely contestant named Emma on the line today. Hi, Emma.
Hey.
Hey, girl.
Hi.
Tell us, we want to know everything about you. Tell us everything about Emma.
Well, I was a teacher, but I won't be returning to the classroom this year, so I'm not sure what I am right now.
Did you show up drunk or something?
Today.
Hold on, did you show
up?
No. Why aren't you teaching?
You know, it's hard. It's a hard career.
You're just over it?
It is so hard, Emma.
I guess over it would be a way to describe it.
Yeah. What grade were you teaching?
I've done second grade, third grade, and kindergarten, so a little bit of everything.
I feel you then. Yeah. I think I'd be like, I'm out.
Exactly. Next chapter.
Who knows? I could get back, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. All right, what were you saying about traveling?
I'm traveling today. I'm going to Alaska, so that's pretty exciting. So this is a great start to the day.
Smell you.
It's like the perfect time to go to Alaska, too, right? Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. So
this is
jealous.
The year, the time of year where people can ride the moose up there. When you see one, they
I
like.
I don't know if I'll be doing that.
Yeah,
but it'll be cool.
It's a little known fact that the moose love to be ridden up there, so you should try that. All right.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, he's silly.
Emma, I'm going to give you and Katie the same five pop culture trivia questions. Best out of five wins. Ties go to Katie though, because she's a diva monster who made up the rules.
Okay.
Anything you want to say to the moose rider?
No, I hope you don't ride a moose, but I hope you do bring your A game because we're going to play. Good luck, Emma.
You too.
All right, Emma. Katie's leaving the studio now, which is awesome. I love it when this happens. She goes into a room where she can't hear anything. I come up with a question so there's no cheating. And then we'll find out if you're right or wrong once we bring Katie back in the studios. But let's get rocking here. Here's your first question. What internationally recognized car brand translates in English to people's car? What brand is that? No cheating.
Volkswagen.
All right, you don't Google stuff.
I didn't. Okay. I had a gold Volkswagen in high school.
What kind? A bug?
A Tiguan.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh, those are good.
That's cute. All right.
They were really cute.
It's soup's cute. All right, here's your second question. Who did Will Smith slap at the Oscars? What comic was that?
Chris Rock.
Your third question. Who was Kurt Cobain married to?
I don't know, a model.
I'm just going to put you down for a model. Your fourth question. The orange and blue packaging of what Nestle candy bar proclaims that it is crispity, crunchity, peanut buttery?
Butterfingers?
And your fifth and final question for the crush. Who sings the song, I Had Some Help, that features Morgan Wallen? Who else sings that song with him?
Malone.
Post-it note. All right, we're going to bring Katie back.
No, Post Malone, not Post-it note.
Oh, okay. I'll still put you down for Post-it note, though. Yeah. You're like, no! All right, where's Katie?
I think I got it.
You think? All right, we'll find out. Hi! Emma's throwing out some weird answers.
Oh.
I don't know what her deal
nervous,
is.
Emma.
She's really weird.
What's happening? Okay.
All right, you
Let's
ready?
Let's go. Let's go.
Ready to do this, Katie?
Yes.
What internationally recognized car brand translates in English to people's car?
I don't know. Hyundai? I don't. What?
Lambert. No. Emma, what did you say?
Volkswagen.
Volkswagen?
Woo!
Woo! I bet you drove one in high school.
I wish I remembered my German from high school is what I wish I remembered. Dang it. Okay.
Did you drive one in high school by chance?
Me?
Me?
Yeah, you, Emma.
Yeah, I did.
Whoa, psychic. Katie, I bet you didn't know I'm psychic.
No, I... What just happened, Josh? I'm so confused. Okay.
I'm psychic. You didn't know.
The listener.
Okay. No, don't worry. Don't explain
it. All right. Well, question number two.
Who did Will Smith slap at the Oscars?
Keep my wife's name out your mouth. It was Chris Rock.
Jeez. Yeah. Emma, you got that one too.
Winning, Emma. You should be super excited.
The excitement.
It might go downhill from here. Okay.
Emma, I feel like the excitement has really deflated.
Okay.
Who was Kurt Cobain married to?
Oh, Courtney Love. Yep.
Emma sadly said a model.
Oh, no, she was the
lead. Was she a model?
She was the lead singer of Hole.
Yeah. I love that band. That band is so good.
It's a great band.
They had, what, like two albums or whatever? Fantastic band.
The name's just so good.
All right, fourth question. The orange and blue packaging of what Nestle candy bar proclaims that it is crispity, crunchity, peanut buttery?
Finger on my Butterfinger.
That's what Emma said, too. Yay! Sweet treats for everybody.
Yay!
Final question. Who sings the song I Had Some Help along with Morgan Wallen?
Oh, we played that. What is that song? It's Morgan Wallen and is that... is that Jelly Roll? No.
You all right over there?
Is that Jelly Roll?
Give me an answer.
Oh, it's been so long since I've heard that song. I'm going to go with Jelly Roll.
No. Emma, you said Post-it Note, which is correct. Post Malone.
Oh, I should have known that one.
Yeah, you didn't.
Okay.
Okay, so hold up. Emma, you got 1, 2, 3, 4. Katie, you got 1, 2, 3.
Oh, Emma, what to do?
Emma, let me play you the Winnie Win sound. Emma, you did good today.
You did really good.
Real good today.
Yeah.
Thank you. I don't know a lot about pop culture, so I'm feeling a little proud.
Well, yeah, clearly awesome. You do, though. Like, yeah, you know more than you think.
Well, we really, really, like, really appreciate you calling in today to play the Katie Crush. Have fun in Alaska.
Yeah.
Like, I'm super jealous. I don't care that you won the game. I want to go to Alaska.
Yeah, and if you see a moose, don't ride him.
No, you should ride all the
don't
mooses.
Don't do it.
Hey, really quick, we didn't ask you, why are you going to Alaska?
Oh,
yeah. Just to see it.
That's
you know
it,
what?
Huh?
That's a good enough reason for me.
Are you going with a lover?
Yes, and my family.
Oh,
that'll be
that's
fun. I've heard it's like Colorado on steroids. That's what Alaska.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Like.
I've been waiting to see a moose in Colorado. I moved here a year ago, and I still haven't seen one. So maybe Alaska's where it's going to happen for me.
Yes,
absolutely.
We're putting it out in the universe for you.
Your lover Emma. Might.
Thank you. I appreciate
your
it.
Your lover might propose while you're up there too.
On a moose?
Can you imagine?
Wow.
Some
that
moose,
would be fun.
Some moose loving. All right, Emma. I can tell you're sick of us. I'm going to put you on hold, and we're going to come back and tell you all about that prize. And we will play Katie Crush again Monday morning.